When we first began to do these webcasts, especially for because of the coronavirus, 3 months ago, I had no idea we'd still be doing them. Everybody seemed to think 2, 3, 4 weeks at the most, and we'd be past that, and everything would be back to normal, but it just hasn't happened. And I appreciate all of you that listen faithfully and the comments that you make. We welcome you again today as we come to worship and serve our Lord and to praise the Lord and to study His Word and to see what God has to say to us today. Father, as we bow today, thank you for your faithfulness. The day after day, week after week, you're with us, you encourage us, you guide us, you direct us. Thank you for your faithfulness with your presence in our lives in every way. And Father, today, you know the hearts of those that are listening. Precious Holy Spirit, would you touch each person? Whether they need a physical healing, emotional, whether they need some new direction from the Lord concerning their life, encouragement. Father, I pray that if there's one that's listening that doesn't know Jesus, the Holy Spirit will bring them to know Him as Lord and Savior. This is your time. We only want to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to sing an old song this morning that I've not sung in a long, long time. It goes along with the message today. And one of our members have asked that we sing this song and sing this song for him. I told him I thought it'd probably been 40 years, but we'll find out. But I hope you enjoy Bringing in the Sheaves. We'll do this one also a cappella, and which is unusual too, but I hope you enjoy it. Of course, back in the days this song was sung, probably a lot of a cappella was done. Bringing in the Sheaves. Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontime and the dewy eve, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither clouds nor winter chill or breeze. By and by the harvest and the labor ending, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Going forth with weeping, sowing for the Master, though the lawless stained our spirit and our griefs. When our weeping's over, He will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Good morning. We welcome you to our service for July the 12th via the webcast. And we're thankful that you're here. We're thankful that you're with us. I have just a few announcements that I want to share with you. Next Sunday will be our business conference.
a business meeting. We'll have our quarterly conference, and we want you to be available and be aware of that. We also want you to please be in prayer, and please remember that the fact that we're going to be showing all the law enforcement in our area a time of appreciation. We are going to have a time where we're going to supply a meal for all the officers of the Oakboro Police Department, the Stanley County Sheriff's Office, the Highway Patrol area assigned to this area. It will be a drive-through only meal that will be provided. It'll be barbecue chicken, and it'll be served on Saturday, July the 18th, which is next Saturday, from 11 to 3 here at Barbie's Grove. So please make sure that you're here, and if you'd like to come by and say hello and wish them, I know we'll do that at a distance, of course. We'll still be following the law, the rules prepared or prescribed to us from the pandemic. So please be able to do that. With that, I will now go into our prayer request. I want us to remember those, Lord, have been presented to us in previous weeks in prayers. I know there's those of us that are still hurting. There are those people hurting among us. Then we pray for them and lift them up to you. We pray for our church. We pray for our nation. This nation's at war, and we know that, and with the devil. And he's going to be on his job. And so let's pray. Let's pray, Lord, that we will defend ourselves, and pray, Lord, that we will be stronger in the faith. We're going to need that. We're going to need that as we're bombarded from every side. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this Lord's Day. A Lord's Day that you've given us time to worship. And Lord, we know that we are supposed to be here and to worship and to lift up your name. But even though we can't be physically at Barbie's Grove at this particular time, we can certainly say thank you, Lord. As this webcast goes out to many people, we're thankful for each and every one who are hearing today. We thank you, Lord, for those that are hearing us that maybe don't know you as their Savior, that we thank you for a time now, Lord, that they can say that they want to accept you as their Lord and as their Savior. We pray for those in need. We pray for those who are hurting. Lord, we lift up those, especially those, Lord, who are affected by the coronavirus. And Lord, as we continue on to fight this dreaded disease, I pray, Lord, for wisdom of those in the United States that will be soon a vaccine will be found. Soon this problem will be solved. But Lord, I know it's your timetable. And Lord, I know that you're in control of it all. Pray now, Lord, for the rest of as we go forward in these services today, pray for Pastor Ed. Pray for those who are singing for us today. And Lord, I thank you for the many, many blessings. And as we go forward today, Lord, we're going to give you all the honor and all the glory. And I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning on our special, we try to do a special each and every Sunday for us on the web, for you all on the website. And this morning I'm going to ask our quartet, the Towers, to come and sing a song that's truly, truly a promise. And if you'll listen to the words to this song, there'll come a time when we all get to heaven that we'll all want to see Jesus. And that's the title of the song that says, "We Shall See Jesus."
We shall see Jesus just as he is. Once on a hillside, people were as thousands were fed. He touched the blind. while he raised up the dead. Once on a hillside, people were gathered, watching as Jesus was crucified. No one showed mercy to the one who had healed them, yet Jesus loved them as he suffered and died. Once on a hillside, people were gathered. Jesus had risen and soon would ascend. Then as he blessed them and rose into heaven, he gave them his
today. I want to return to a theme that the folks at Barbie's Grove know that I've mentioned two or three different times in sermons over the last 3 years. I've covered it before, but I want to just take a fresh look at it and see if the Lord would say something new or different to us, especially in light of the way the world is. If you're a vegetable and fruit lover like me, this is a fantastic time of the year. I mean, you know, you can go to the market and get blueberries and strawberries and peaches and watermelons and cantaloupes and plums and everything else. And you can go to the market and get corn and beans and fresh tomatoes and squash and cucumbers and it's just amazing all the good things you can go. I love to go down to the farmer's market sometimes I go 3 times a week and check out what's there and buy things to take home. Talking with my brother Jim the other night, and he was telling me about all the things that they had for a meal that day that came out of his garden, and it was just an awesome number of things. And we all know the things that are for sale, the things that we get in the garden or take from the orchard, they all come about because of the seed that was planted. And the Bible tells us that. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 12, it says, the earth bearing forth grass, herb yielding seed after his kind, the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. God saw that it was good. God, in his early creation, put it together so that if you have an apple tree, you're going to get apples year after year after year. You're not going to get apples one year and peaches the next and plums the next. You're always going to get apples. If you plant tomato seed, you're going to get tomatoes. That's just the way it is. Over in the book of Galatians, it says the same thing. In chapter 6, verse 7, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And then, if you want to turn to Psalm 126, we're going to look at some verses there in a few moments. But the last verse of Psalm 126 says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. The truth of nature, the truth of the Bible, is that the harvest we get depends upon the seed that is sown, what type of soil it's sown in, where it's sown. And today I want us to spend a little bit of time thinking about the seeds that we're sowing. You know, what kind of seeds are you and I sowing on a regular basis? We can be sowing good seed or maybe some bad seed. It all depends. Good seed bring forth a good harvest. Bad seed bring forth the weeds and the briars. Now we can say, well, preacher, I'm not sowing any seed. I'm just sort of coasting through life. But unless you are living in a cave somewhere all by yourself, living off of berries and leaves and roots and things, you're contacting other people every day of your life and you're sowing seed. Even if you are living alone, sooner or later somebody's coming to your door, you're going to talk to somebody on the phone, you're going to be sowing seed. I want to mention 10 or 11 seed and ask you about the kind of seed that you're sowing. One of the seeds that all of us could be sowing, need to be sowing, hopefully are sowing, is spending time studying the Word of God. The longer I'm a Christian, the older I get, the more I study, the more I learn that we need to spend time in God's Word. There is no substitute for it. Spending time in God's Word, listening to godly teaching, godly preaching, studying it for ourselves, studying with an open mind without the preconceived ideas or notions. And the amazing thing is that you can read a chapter or a verse over and over and over for 40, 50 years, and then suddenly, as you read it once again, the Spirit of God says, look at that verse. Look at what it says. And you can be blessed or challenged or convicted or encouraged all over again by a verse that somehow or another you missed the first 40 or 50 times you read it. Studying the Word of God is a great seed. Praying is another great seed. Some folks have the capacity to get along with God and pray for an hour, 2 hours, 3 or 4 hours at a time. Others, and I'm in one of those others, I have done an hour, 2 hours at a time, but I'm more likely to be praying every 10 or 15 minutes for 2 or 3 minutes. God is not a timekeeper saying, well, you put in this many minutes or this many minutes, or God is just interested in communication. my communication with my wife would be sort of strange. If every morning we got up and talked to each other for an hour and then didn't speak to each other for the rest of the day. Instead, we just talk to each other about everything that's going on all day long. That's the way it ought to be with us and God. Another wonderful seed that you can sow is spend time praising and worshiping the Lord. You want God in your home? Praise and worship Him. You want Him in the car with you? Praise and worship. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of His people. So whenever we're spending time praising the Lord, we're drawing His presence to us in a special way. You don't have to be a great singer. I'm definitely not. You can read praise songs. You can sing. You can read praise verses from the Bible. You can just praise the Lord in your own word. Lord, I just thank You and I praise You today for a beautiful day. Lord, I just thank You and praise You for saving me. Lord, I just thank You and praise You for my family. All kinds of ways we can praise the Lord. Mentioning family, another great seed is to love and bless your family. In this time of COVID-19, and a lot of folks have had to spend more time together, and I pray it's increased the family love. It's increased the family togetherness. Sometimes we get so busy we forget to love our families. Another great seed is to be the best employee possible where we work. Be the best employee. You know, as Christians, we ought to be the kind of person that the boss looks and says, I'd love to have another dozen just like him or just like her. They are such good employees. If we work in the presence of others, do the best. For some reason or another, as this morning as I was looking through these notes, I thought about a situation when I lived out in Oklahoma. I had a plumbing problem. There's a guy in the church that was a plumber. And I thought, I'll just bless him by letting him come do the work. I'd just soon pay a church. In fact, I'd rather pay a fellow church member than somebody else. So he showed up, charged me two arms and a leg, and didn't fix the problem. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Later, had another plumbing issue that somebody else had to take care of. And so they sent a plumber, and I showed him after he fixed the thing he came to fix, I showed him the problem that I mentioned earlier. And he fixed it for like a $10 part and didn't even charge me. You know, this one man didn't set a great example as a Christian brother in the Lord. Be the best we can. Sow seed. Another great seed to show is to sow is sharing loving and kind words. There are people all around us that are just hungering and thirsting and shriveling up inside for lack of somebody coming and saying to them, I like you. You're special. That's a pretty dress you're wearing today. You're valuable to us in our church. I'm so glad you're my brother and sister in the Lord. Loving, kind words. Wonderful seed to sow is share Jesus. A lot of folks are questioning what's going on in our world today. they need to hear about Jesus. Some of them may have a warped idea of who Jesus is and what he's done. And a lot of folks are blaming Jesus for all of our troubles. And Jesus didn't do it, the devil did. If it's good, it came from God. If it's bad, it came from the devil. So don't blame Jesus. But share Jesus. Let folks hear about him. Another good seed is sharing wise and godly counsel to those who need it. We can do that with our words. We can do that with our lifestyle. There's always somebody looking at you, at me. Let's show them what a great Christian is. Offer sympathy to those who are hurting. Then we need to be sowing financial seed to our local church. We need to be sowing financial seed to those who are mission groups that are reaching people for Jesus around the world. We need to be sowing financial seed to those who are dealing with those who are hurting, hungry. And sometimes we need to sow, as the Lord leads, financial seed to individuals that the Lord would lay on their heart. Now, all of this we led by the Lord. The Bible tells us the tithes of the Lord and then the offerings as the Lord leads. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, running over. God says we bring the tithe into the storehouse and he opens up the windows of heaven and pours out blessing. There's not room enough to receive it. The Bible says, cast your bread upon the waters. And in due time, it's going to come back. And as we are faithful to sow seed, and all of these seed, and I'm sure there are others, our life is going to be blessed and we're going to be a tremendous blessing to other people. You remember Jesus tells of a time of judgment in Matthew 25 where he says, sheep on one side, goats on the other. The question comes up, why are some called sheep and why are some called goats and what made the difference? And he says to one group, I was hungry, you fed me. Thirsty, you gave me to drink. Naked, you clothed me. Sick and in prison, and you came to me. The other group, just the opposite. You didn't feed me, you didn't come to me, you didn't visit me, you didn't clothe me, you didn't feed me. We as believers in Jesus Christ have something, not just something, but someone wonderful to share. And when we're faithful to share, it's going to make a difference. You remember back in Psalm 126, where we got started, verse 6, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. And all of these things that I've just mentioned are precious seed. Precious seed. Shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Doubtless, without a doubt, guaranteed. God says you sow your seed and the harvest is coming. Now here in this world, sometimes it doesn't actually work that way. You plant various crops and depend on the rain and the sun and the storms and the bugs and everything else. You may or may not get too much of a harvest. I heard of a guy that talked about they sowed 30 some bushels of wheat in a field And this has been probably 50 years ago. And so they got a harvest of 22 bushels. So sometimes it doesn't work that way. In the natural, we still got a harvest, but not so good. But when we sow seeds in the kingdom of God, without a doubt, doubtless there's going to be a good harvest. And it didn't say come back bringing a few pods of grain. He said bringing sheaves, bringing overabundance of what we sowed. As I quoted a moment ago, given it shall be given unto you. How? Good measure, pressed down, running over. And when we sow good seed, amazing what God can do to bring a harvest. Now, some things take longer than others. We all know that if we plant a tomato seed, it's going to take a few months for us to have tomatoes. And a peach seed, it may take several years before we start getting peaches. But the harvest still is coming. Now, when you look at the entire Psalm 126, it's not very long, but it is a psalm of praise, thanksgiving, and joy over what God has done because precious seed were sown. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. You remember several times the children of Israel messed up, judgment came, and they were in captive. And he says here in this very first verse, God turned it around, and it so amazed us. It's like we were walking in a fog. We were walking in a dream. We could hardly believe it. But God turned it around. And when God turned it around, listen to what he says. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, our tongue with singing. And then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. He says we had laughter and singing, and we were so excited. We were so blessed because of what God had done in our nation. We were just joyous, joyous, joyous. And said, even the heathen looked over there and said, wow, look at what their God has done for them. And then he goes on to say, yes, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I want to be able to shout this over America. I want to be able to shout this over Barbers Grove Baptist Church. I want us to be filled with laughter and singing and be able to say, God has done great things for us. God has done great things for us, and we're so glad. Folks, as we sow those precious seed all around us, God's going to bring a harvest. You count. You matter. Sow your seed all over the community, all over the world, and rejoice when God brings the harvest. The psalmist doesn't leave any question about it. He just says, doubtless, without a doubt, I proclaim this over our church, our nation. And when the heathen look on and say, look what God has done, then maybe they'll want our God. They'll want to know Jesus. When they see what Jesus does in your life and in my life, they're more ready, open, and acceptable in hearing a message of witness. Father, all of us are sowing seed every day. And I pray that the seed that we're sowing is good seed. Lord, I pray for myself. May I sow good seed in my family and everywhere I go. And Father, I thank you for that promise that when we sow good seed, there's a good harvest coming. Guaranteed by Almighty God. And so, Father, I pray for that time of rejoicing, affirmation, joy, and singing as our nation has its captivity turned. And Lord, may the heathen look and say, wow, look at their God. And may they be open to Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Lord, bless the hearts of each person. May they have your touch on their lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.